24 minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful Thursday morning, the 24th of Shawwal, 1443. Let's welcome our beloved listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome our beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri. ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Today is the 24th of Shawwal, 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 20, Surah Taha, verses 120 to 123. We continue with the story narrative episode of Adam and Eve, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha. Now they are in Jannat and Paradise, enjoying themselves. That side, Lucifer, Shaitan, Iblis, Satan, he is burning with jealousy and he is furious. فَوَسْوَسَ إِلَيْهِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Hence, Lucifer comes to him, to Adam, peace be upon him, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, and whispering. And what does he say? قَالَ يَا آدَمُ هَلْ أَدُلُّكَ عَلَىٰ شَجَرَةِ الْخُلْدِ وَمُلْكِ اللَّهِ يَبْلَىٰ. O Adam, Adam alayhi salam, must I show you that the tree of eternity and وَمُلْكِ اللَّهِ يَبْلَىٰ, the kingdom that will never perish, it will last forever. So this was the waswasa, whisperings of shaitan. Until today he continues with that. You waswisu fi sudurin nas min al jinnati wan nas. You get Lucifer, shaitan, Satan, Iblis, and remember he has jinnat and human being, all are his agents when they invite towards batil and falsehood. Jinnat are that creation created from fire, but are invisible. Now, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Adam peace be upon him, forgot about the prohibition. Totally, absolutely forgot. All prophets and messengers are ma'asum, are protected from all types of sin. Yes, there can be mistakes, there can be error in judgment. فَأَكَلَا مِنْهَا. So both of them, Adam and Eve, Nabi Adam alayhi salam and Sayyida Hawa, they both ate from there, they tasted it. فَبَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا. And they had the garments and clothing of Jannah and Paradise. So now it became apparent to them, they are ashamed, they are private, because now the clothing started falling off. وَتَفِقَا يَخْسِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ. And they started taking from the leaves of Jannah to cover their shame and to cover themselves. He, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Adam peace be upon him, he absolutely, totally forgot. Hence, it is not a sin. So Almighty Allah states, وعصى آدم ربه. Then Nabi Adam alayhi salam disobeyed Almighty Allah. But this disobedience is not like my disobedience or your disobedience. We do so intentionally, deliberately. This was done in the state of forgetfulness, as we did previously in chapter 20, verse 115. So he is ma'soom, but this was a mistake, an error in judgment. فغوا, and the Satan and Shaitan influence him to go that path there. So remember that it was a mistake and not a sin. So we need to be very clear. But it did not suit the great rank of the masterpiece that he is the father and we will be the spiritual father of humanity. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala explains to us, ثُمَّ اجْتَبَاهُ. Now he was showing so much regret and remorse, crying, begging Almighty Allah for forgiveness. Thereafter Almighty Allah selected him, meaning, told him, read, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. He begged Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness. Almighty Allah forgave him. فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. Almighty Allah accepted his tawbah. وَهَدَى, and guided him. Here, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, when we were in madrasa, especially primary madrasa, and in the Islamic school or what have you, then we heard that Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam was transferred here into this world, and then he cried in Arafat and so forth. When you study the noble Quran, everywhere where this incident is mentioned in detail, then you will find that that's not 100% authentic. What is the Quran teaching us? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala already forgave him there in Jannah and Paradise. And thereafter, Almighty Allah transferred him to this world. So look at the siyak and the sabak. Look at the text and the context of the Quran. So that story of Arafat, and there he, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, tawbah got accepted. If you look at Quran, that incident is not authentic. So we always must be very careful. That is not something we just hearing. We must go to Quran Sharif. We must go to the Sunnah Mubarakah. So what Allah is saying, see, fataba alayhi. Allah accepted his tawbah and repentance. Allah guided him. So this is the sequence. Thereafter, قَالَ هَبِطَى مِنْهَا. Okay, you Adam and Eve, now you descend and go down. From the Jannah you are forgiven, but now you go to the world and implement my law. You are the Khalifa, the vicegerent, and you know now what is Jannah and Paradise. This was a taste we gave you. So Almighty Allah forgave him. مِنْهَا جَمِيعَ. All of you go down. So remember, Iblis, Satan, Lucifer was expelled from Jannah and Paradise, never to see it again. And Nabi Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidah Hawa, Adam and Eve were transferred from Jannah. Always be careful how you translate it. Jami'an ba'dukum li ba'din adu. For some of you have become the enemies of one another. Fa imma ya'tiyannakum minni huda. And when this path of guidance comes to you, O human being, O Muslim, O Jew, O Christian, O Hindu, O atheist, when that radiance, when that light, when that effulgence come to you, فَمَنْ اِتَّبَعَ هُدَايَا, then whosoever follows my way, my guidance, the way I chalked out for you immaculately, فَلَا يَدْوِلُّ, then that person will never go astray, وَلَا يَشْقَى, and there'll be no distress and and badness for him, it will be good, good, everything will work out for him. So that is what we must understand. Everywhere in the Quran, Allah speaks of this incident. Allah already forgave Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam and Sayyida Hawa in Jannah and Paradise, and then they were transferred to this world. That is what the Quran Sharif is teaching us. Wallahu a'lam, Allah knows the best. Quickly, some international stories. You all heard of CNN in America. So you know the Western press are always, or most of the time, in favor of the apartheid rogue terrorist regime of Israel. But CNN carried the story, and they said that Israel Defense Force and them are responsible for the death of our sister in humanity, Shirin Abu Aqila. And now the Israelis, they are in overdrive with their hasbara. Do you know what is hasbara? That is the jutla term, the Jewish term of propaganda. They say, how can CNN do this? It is not based on facts, and so forth. Go see, you will see in the Haaretz newspaper. So you should know that story, when they are cold-bloodedly, they murdered Shirin, because they are murderers of prophets and messengers and children and babies. That is what the Israelis stand for, and their defense force stands for. Sleepy Joe Biden, President Biden, says he's sick and tired of the guns that are the people are shooting. So my message to you, the Western world and the presidents and prime ministers, how come when it is Abdullah, Abdul Qadir, Umar, Suleiman, then Islam is dragged in? Islam is a terrorist religion, he's a Muslim terrorist, but when a whitey does it, then he's a lone wolf, he is mentally disturbed. Seems only the white guys get mentally disturbed, nobody else get disturbed. So remember, that guy went crazy, he killed his grandmother, went to the school, and thereafter killing 19 children and 1-2 teachers and what have you. So all this happened, the whole world will condemn it. But now just juxtapose that with this incident of the Jewess, the Jutli, the Madeleine Albright, Secretary of State, who says, yes, it's worth it to murder and kill 500,000 children in Iraq. And President George War Bush is a war criminal, he and his poodle, Bush and Blair, remember that, they are 100% war criminals. And they murdered over 1 million people in Iraq. Who is going to pay for all that? So when you speak, you must speak of Christian terrorism, speak of Jewish terrorism. Last night before I slept, I said, let me get 2-3 stories, which I know you, the Muslims, you won't pick up because you are half asleep. So first Muslims and then non-Muslims. You see? That they pose a question in the Haaretz newspaper. How come the Israeli government has not condemned the murder in Buffalo? So now I have to put my 2 cents worth. So was the murderer of the blacks there in Buffalo? So remember a jutla? So therefore Israel does not want to condemn him in public. Was he a Jewish terrorist? Was he a Zionist terrorist? Well, are Israel anti-black? 100% they're anti-black. So you must remember, so if you shoot the blacks, Israel says fine. So that is their mentality, you must remember that. For me and you, they call us the Goyims, they call us the Gentiles, they call us the third, fourth class citizens. So remember, that is how they operate. They say they are the chosen people, but they are the cursed people, and forever they will be in punishment. Quran says so, chapter 7, verse 167. Now let me take you to France. You see, France occupied Algeria for 132 years, and they raped that country and raped the woman. They occupied Tunisia for 75 years. The same Macron, he must know his history, so we're teaching him a little bit. They try and hide. So France is in shambles. There are 8 million people now begging the government, give us vouchers. So they're giving them vouchers. They don't have enough income to sustain themselves. So take 5 euro, 10 euro, 20 euro, and so forth. So that is what's happening in the heart of France. Go and read. You'll find it all there. So you must remember, and then we take you to the other war criminal, Bojo. Bojo is there in Britain. He is busy with his wine, dine, and swine. People, you must follow the law. But I am the Prime Minister, 10 Downing Street. I will do as I want to. So therefore, inshallah, they're going to kick him also out. So that is the Western world, corrupted. And then they corrupt the Arabs and the Muslim world. These are intellectual prostitutes, remember that. When it comes to a Jew, when it comes to a Christian, when it comes to a Hindu, when it comes to others, then they will never drag in the religion. They will never say Jewish Christian terrorist and that Judaism is a terrorist religion. But it comes to Islam and Muslim, first thing they will connect it to terrorism. So I'm asking you, where's the justice in this? That's all we ask the world. Allah. Show us where's the true justice. Today between Appas 8, 8:30 and 9 will be Haji Abu Bakr Rawat and Maulana Zahid Khan, and he will tell you about the latest developments in the Hajj industry. And thereafter 11 to 12 we will discuss Umrah with Maulana Zahid, inshallah. Tonight, inshallah Aziz, I will be in Durban, and the first program will be there in the Vellum Quwwatul Islam Masjid, where Maulana Abid Khan, Maulana Wahid are there, and Jamaat Isha Salat Jamaat is 7:15. So inshallah Aziz, we will be there inshallah.
I see we've got Sheikh Mustafa Ustad from Abu Dhabi. He says that Assalamu Alaikum Mufti Saab, thousands of people gathered in Masjid al-Haram for offering janazah prayer of Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab الشيخ هل تعلم أستاذ؟
yes نحن قرأنا عنه نحن علينا أن نقرأ وأن ندعو إلى الله عز وجل لكل مسلم أو مسلمة سواء صلاة الجنازة غائبا لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى على النجاشي مصطفى حبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم كان في المدينة وأما النجاشي في الحبشة من أجل هذا استنبت من هذه القضية الإمام أبو شافعي وإمام أحمد بن حنبل يجوز صلاة الغائب نحن نقول أيضا اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة علينا أن ندعو الله عز وجل ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان. So I explained to the brother, he's asking, yesterday Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab passed away and thousands of people ready Salatul Janaza. So they read it in Mecca, they read it in Medina, they read there, they read in different places. So remember, this issue got to do with Salatul Janaza Alal Ghaib. You read a funeral prayer in absentia, so that is permissible. As Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read, the Master Alayhi Salam was in Medina Munawwara, Najashi, Negus, the ruler of Ethiopia. His body, Mubarak body, was in Habasha, Ethiopia, and the Master alayhi salam performed it. So anywhere a Muslim passes away, we make dua for him or her, whether we know them or not. And remember, the Shafi'is and the Hanbalis say it's totally permissible. 1999, 27 night, Fadila to Sheikh, our Ustad, Abul Hassan al-Nadwi, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, passed away. 2 million of us were there in the Haram Sharif. I was there myself. 1999, Ramadan 27 night, and they announced we're reading Salatul Janaza Alal Ghaib on Samahatul Sheikh Abul Hassan Nadwi. The tears were rolling down and we read the Salatul Janaza. So it is permissible according to the Shafi'is and the Hanbalis. Hanafis and Malikis say no, the body and the demayit, the deceased body, has to be present. That's an academic discussion. So to do this will be permissible according to the Shafi'is and the Hanbalis.
I see Logan says that you heard AK, these Israeli settlers, they just attacked a Palestinian civilian cars and injured an infant. they pepper sprayed a freaking newborn. These guys are savages. Logan, Ustad.
I told you that what Gideon Levy said, that these settlers remember to call them human beings, is an insult. Remember that. He, Gideon Levy, you must read his articles. Excellent. Majority of his articles, and Amira has. So read their articles. Go to the archives and see. He said they are subhuman. Therefore, I tell you, Logan, that the time is coming. One settler, one bullet will settle all the issues. Yeah, I don't know what your age, Logan, but I think you're about 35 or 40, in around there. So you have some idea what apartheid was all about. The Boera, the white mentality, that Swart Gevaar. Now, I don't know if you understand Afrikaans. So Swart Gevaar, where the blacks are dangerous. They're going to take over the country. So Pitskit, you know this Pitskit? Hey, Pit, you must Moiskit, eh? So just shoot. So that is the mentality of the Jutla. They are killers of prophets and messengers. They killed and murdered Zacharias, Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam. They murdered John the Baptist, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam. They are baby killers. You know, Ronnie Kessels, our minister. So remember, he's still alive. He, when his interviews used to take place on any media, he used to refer to them as baby killers. And that's what they are. They are baby killers. The shame of Israel and the democracy and those who bootleg them, like Saudi Arabia, like Emirates, like Bahrain, like Morocco, hang your and Egypt, hang your heads in shame. You all are traitors to Islam and you all are murtads and out of the fold of Islam.
Allahu Akbar. I see a listener wants to know, Ustad, what is your schedule for Durban? Will you be in Amzinto? Will you be on radio, Ustad?
Remember that our programs are this, that tonight, inshallah, we will be in Vellum, and after Isha, the program, it will not be on the radio. Moana Arafat and Moana Salim Kareem will continue with the program. Then Jummah, I will be there in Avondale, inshallah. That will be live on Markaz Sahaba and Ansar, inshallah. And inshallah, Friday night, I will be there in Ispingo Beach. It won't be on the radio. And Saturday, we will be there in the Hajj seminar. So my program, I know, will be live on Markaz Sahaba. And the whole seminar will be live on, remember, Radio Al-Ansar International and on CII. So remember, that is what I know. And then Saturday afternoon is our Nikah story and all those things there. So that is why I'm coming to Durban. So that's my schedule. And Sunday, we come back, inshallah.
I see Sister Natalie wants to know, Ustad, what's happening with the petrol? Price. I see it's just increasing and increasing and increasing. Ustad, Natalie.
I'm asking you one question, Natalie, that 1994, democracy came in. All the promises came in. But behind the scenes, that is what the South African today does not know. There was one family. They came in from Saharanpur.
Mm.
That you have a lot of poors in India. P-U-R. Saharanpur, Chakmalpur, Palanpur. So they came in and they told the 94 administration, then 99 administration, and then it carried on and on and on, and they took the whole government for a ride. State capture, synonymous with Guptas, you see. So that is what happened. They bribed their way and they targeted certain people, individuals, and then they ran away, not with millions, with billions and so forth. Where's all the money? Hayazi. Finish. You don't know. Which country in the world, my sister? Yeah, I don't know if you're a journalist or not. But if you're a journalist, you should write this and so forth. Show me one country in the world that has two ministers of education. And what is the level of your education? Your matric certificate is not worth the paper on which it's written. Remember this, under apartheid is a crime against humanity. Nobody condones it. We are the victims of apartheid. But what you are doing, remember, you have destroyed this whole country. Economically, medically, and look at education, and look at all our state-owned entities. Everyone in shambles. So you look at the government. bloated government. Remember that. How many ministers we got? Half of them need to be fired because of their being incompetent and good for nothing. So if you get rid of them, but they all worried about the horse trading that's going to take place in December. So from now, they're all preparing and so forth. I have to be the leader of the pack and so forth and so on. That is the reality. And me and you, Sister Natalie, the ordinary Joe the plumber, the ordinary Mary the baker, and who at Tom, Dick and Harry and Tom, Dick and Mary, we have to pay the price for their corruption, for their cronyism, and for their crimes. Remember that. That is the truth of the matter. Remember that. It is one of the most corrupt governments in the world. And every person, you know, that I listen to the radio, many, not our radio, I'm speaking about all the other radio stations. Very seldom I hear an African person praising the government. Most of them say, we are better off under apartheid. What an indictment that is. Remember that. Apartheid was a crime. And now you went worse than apartheid. What Tutu said summed it up all. Under apartheid, we had the gravy train. And now we got the gravy plane. They all just looting and plundering the country. Petrol price, Eskom, everyday load shedding. How can you have investment? They're sitting on Davos. Come invest there in South Africa. First question they'll ask, how's your grid? Do you have electricity and power? They'll say, no, it works sometime, no. Do you have water for the people in Tongat and everywhere? They say, no, Aziko. Even the water disappeared. So how can you run a country like that and expect investment? What we think, we bunch of clowns or what?
Allahu Akbar. Ustad, listen to this one, Ustad. This is Ellen. He says, I would like to apologize to those parents who has lost their children in Texas. Americans are not all evil people. Please, AK, can you announce it to the listeners? Our sympathy goes to the parents. Ellen.
So it's announced already, but when are you going to sympathize to the Iraqi children that you and your administration murdered? When are you going to sympathize with the Palestinian children whom your government, the Jutlas, the Jews, the Zionist apartheid terrorist regime murdered and killed? Don't think your whiteys and Americans are special. Remember this, our children in Palestine are also special. Our children in Iraq are also special. Our children in Africa also are special. Your French forces came there to Mali and what they did. They came there, if you take statistics, if you really stretch the figure, they say that the French murdered and killed 10 million Muslims there, remember. Leave that 10 million, exaggeration. We say 4 million, 5 million, 6 million. You see the Jutlas? They want to make the Holocaust exclusive to them. But when you study, go study America, how many million thousand people they murdered. Go study Britain, how many million thousand people they murdered in their history. Go study France and see. Then you will understand. So don't come with your American story here, Alan. Remember that. When you sympathize, then you must sympathize for all the children of the world. You whiteys are not special. Forget that here. You don't like South Africa, you pack up and go back to America.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. He says, I rest my case to start, Alan.
Yeah, pack your suitcase and go back.
Subhanallah. Let's go to Ronald to start. He says, good morning, AK. I really, really like your program. I am an insurance broker. What is Sharia insurance? Because both insurances that I know of does exactly the same thing. So what does Sharia mean? Ronald, to start.
Right. So Ronald, you are not a Muslim, right? So if you're asking me, so we say insurance, life insurance, other insurance, conventional insurance is not permissible in Islam. So your next question, Ronald, will be, so why is it not permissible? We say it's not permissible because it's a gambling factor. One person paid 10,000 and he died. So then he collects, his family collects 1 million, 5 million, 10 million. And remember, another guy paid 10 million And remember, he collected 12 million. So you can see the gambling factor there. Then the interest, and you know interest is condemned in the strongest terms in the Noble Quran, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 275 to 279. So that is what the Quran is telling us. So you should know that. But you see that I'm speaking to you frankly and being very candid with you, my brother Ronald. So my brother Ronald, you see today, Islam has been commercialized. So you will go, you will find a halal logo there, you will find halal logo there, you will find the term they use, Sharia compliant. Sharia means the divine code, the divine law, which Almighty Allah has sanctioned and said this is the law, and expounded and explained and elaborated by the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thumma ja'alnaka ala shari'atin min al-amri fattabi'ha. So you must follow the sharia, you must follow the divine code. That is what the Quran is telling us. But today the problem is people go through the back door and tell the Muslim public, because they know the Muslim public, majority of them don't understand sharia, and tell them that that is sharia. So we dead against all these things here. And if you want reference of the word sharia, open chapter 45 and verse 18. Remember chapter 45, verse 18. You look at it, you know the industry, inward, inside, outside. You said yourself now. When you look at it from as a person, so you say interest, and our guys who are part of this industry, they will say profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. So what we call that, my brother Ronald, we call that gymnastics in semantics, semantics in gymnastics, a play of words, and then you try and legalize things through the back door. Therefore, everybody knows that we dead against all these type of things, and we say it's not permissible Islamically. But you see that people get paid, you must remember, and money is sweeter than honey, my brother Ronald. That's the khulasa, that is the summary of the whole issue.
I see you got a new listener, Ustad. He's a businessman, and he says his name is Denny. He says he loves listening to your show, and you are very, very well versed what's happening with the political around the world. He says, I read somewhere, Negroes for sale by public auction. Could you please explain that? Danny, Ustad.
I sent it to our team yesterday, and that's exactly the point I was alluding to, my brother Danny, that you see, today they want to make Australia lily white. But I've been to Australia, and I met the Aborigine people. I went once to Australia. I went to New Zealand, and thrice I've been there. And I met the Maoris. I made one Maori Muslim also, with Allah's help and mercy. So remember, you, Danny, you must go study the history. Then you come to America, Yankees, Allen, and all these people. They want the white hegemony. You see, there they will put one guy, Colin Powell, and make him a fool and idiot. Then he goes there. Remember, weapons of mass destruction. The whitey won't do it. They will use those guys here. And this idiot will fall for the trick. You see, afterwards he realized that how they used him. So when they, Obama, also how they used him. So you must remember that. So you must remember this. So when they elevate the non-white, so remember they use it with the hidden agenda. So go now, Danny, to the history and go see how many Negroes, if you want to use the term, that they murdered and they killed and so forth. How many Red Indians, now when they make their missiles, they will call it Tomahawk. They will call it this fancy name. It's a mockery. You murder them, and then you call your missile Tomahawk and all these type of things. So they are the murderers of millions of people. Go and read the history of the French. Go and read the history of the British. Go and read the history of Europe and the British Empire. You will find all of them were murdering non-whites. Remember that, because they wanted this. How many women they raped, how many women they murdered, and so forth. Mass rape overlords happened. And they were selling them like how you sell merchandise and goods. So, but they want to tell us they have a lily white history. It's not a lily white history. It is a tainted history. But history is written by the victor. The people who are victorious, they write the history. And then they give you a slanted picture. That is what you must remember this. I sent it yesterday. I saw it. So we're on the same page, Danny. Don't worry. Last question.
I see you got a last question, Ustad. You say, Salam, Buta. This is Buta Rafili here. I just want two men. I want to must take a like a second wife in there. But my fro, she say, not over her dead body. I'm still fresh and only 55. And it is more sunnah. This chick is from Johannesburg. What Mufti say?
Mufti say, you can eat Roni. You must remember, no, yes, 55. Yes, downhill, no. You must find the akhirat dunk now. Now, yes, upper six, no. You must find the akhirat dunk, no. So, you must remember the brother from Cape Town. He just saw one nice girl. And he says, no, me, I'll manage. I told him, no, you can't manage now. You're 55. You're going downhill now. So, remember, he can't do justice also. So, Surah 4, chapter 4, verse 3. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا. That if you can't do justice, you must go to your, keep your one wife. May Buddha hold as gold. Khan Bertrach, now your fro too, and take a nice present and say, my wife, that you are gold. And so, forget al-Ari Khuta. And Khan be the fro, and say for the fro, Mubakuk sisters for you. Right, salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.